This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know how yesterday I was starting off all angry? I'm sorry, I'm not going to play that clip. We've got an audio clip. I'll get to in a moment. But yesterday, Super Don, you know how I was starting off all ticked off because of those lady doctors who were saying all vaccines should be mandated without exemption because we can't convince you the vaccines are good. Yeah. I just figured out the cure for that anger. It was like a cat or a dog. It wouldn't matter. Having a pet in studio takes you out of the anger band really quickly. I was about to play the clip of the news report of Hinckley shooting Ronald Reagan in 81 because he's been released evidently or approved for release, something like that. And I'm like, no, I got a kitty cat here just crawling all over the mixing board. And I'm like, that might screw up the audio anyway, so I'm not playing it.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, like I said, evidence of reduction of blood pressure with the love of animals. And, right. little kitty cat Silver's just giving some love today. So I start with vitamin L, and I needed that reminder.
What is the kitty cat's name?
The cats named them They named the cat Silver.
Silver. Oh, uh-huh. Well,
yeah.
Go figure, right?
Yeah, okay. Of course. They know what's good.
I'm thinking Silver should be the mascot of the show.
I don't know. I mean, we've had doggy mascots. I guess we've never had a kitty cat mascot.
No.
But, I mean, as long as she's in studio, might as well. But Silver is like
I ho Silver.
Silver is like one of the official immune supplements of the show, keeping us well. So why not? Why not? So we can revisit the audio clip. In fact, at this point, because it is a vivid memory for those of you who are not millennial, you were alive at the time when the attempted assassination of Ronald Reagan happened, and you know this was the news report as it was occurring. I mean, the chaos that was happening on the streets outside I believe it was the Hilton then as well. Here we go. And of course, it turned out it was John Hinckley Jr. who had an obsession with from the movie Taxi with Jodie Foster, I believe Robert De Niro. And, in that film, the main character protagonist was going to assassinate, I think the president. I'm not sure. I don't remember the film. It's been a while. To somehow get the attention of Jodie Foster, who was somehow a character of interest in the movie. And so this Hinckley guy became obsessed with getting the attention of Jodie Foster. And all these years later, you know, and look at what happened as a result of that, the Brady Bill. Remember the Brady Bill? I was like a handgun legislation or, you know, background checks, all the things that happened because of it. And really it had nothing to do with, once again, the handgun per se. I mean, it's the human under the influence of some kind of psychiatric mess. Whether it was, I don't remember if Hinckley was on any medications at the time, but I know that we've covered so many school shootings and other shootings, mass shootings, and almost without fail, you'll see evidence of psychiatric interface that is prescription drugs for the mind, even though there's no basis for or chemical test for utilizing those medicines. But he didn't kill Reagan. It kind of broke the cycle. I don't exactly remember, but there was like supposedly a curse every even-numbered presidential year. I don't know exactly. It was Lincoln, you know, of course, and there was a lot of assassinations associated with that pattern, and that Reagan lived, he broke the pattern, apparently.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember studying that.
I don't remember the pattern part of it, no, but that doesn't surprise me. There's a lot of interesting patterns throughout history that show up.
Yeah, the cat's just rubbing on the microphone now. I'm just like, you know, totally distracted here going, okay, you know what? I'm not going to bring much intensity at the moment because she's just being so cute. Just doing, and by the way, she's doing really well on that raw reconstituted. It was freeze-dried, but it's raw food that we switched over to when we met Dr. Marlene Siegel.
Right.
And she was absolutely right. I mean, this cat, we soak it in the good Echo water. And it reconstitutes, and she just wolfs it down like she's in the wild twice a day, basically. I think we might give her a little bit before bed just so she doesn't wake us up in the early morning. And she's doing great. Her coat is incredible. You know, the vitality of this little kitten is doing wonderful. I say the food matters, and the way you feed these animals, it does matter.
Okay.
So, again, you know, staying on point, not very well today, but it's okay. Hinckley has been released or is approved for release.
As soon as
August 5th. So he's going on into the next phase of this. Hold on, I'm on the air. 0 years. I have no idea what that means. Oh, in all the 0 years? Oh, I'm getting the cue. It's the curse was related to 0 years. Presidents that were elected in 0 years would somehow die in office, whether they were being assassinated or not. Double check on that, because I think that is an interesting thing to look at.
Okay.
But Reagan broke the curse of that.
Well, good. I'm glad he did, too.
No, absolutely glad he did. I mean, Reagan did some great stuff. There was a couple of things that we're not pleased with what Reagan did, particularly with aspartame. And that was the lizard boy who was his advisor at the time. Remember him? What did I call Lizard Man? What's his name? Oh, we always forget that.
Oh, the guy with the glasses.
Yeah.
Became
Secretary of Defense for a time.
Oh, come on. I mean, a likable guy, but...
I call him Lizard
Boy. I can't remember
his name. It'll come back to us both. That's funny. What's your excuse for being distracted today, Super Don? You don't have a kitty cat in studio.
I'm not distracted.
I'm distracting you.
He's one of those guys we haven't talked about forever. I haven't even thought about
Rumsfeld.
Him.
It's Donald Rumsfeld.
Rumsfeld.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, that's the G.D. Searle. That was the aspartame. The other thing that he did was Reagan reluctantly evidently signed the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Court program, which made a no-fault system, taxpayer-supported, where vaccine makers could produce whatever crap they wanted in a vaccine. It could kill you, could kill everybody, and there was no suit that you could bring against them. That was one of the worst things that was done.
Can't win them all, I guess. But
I guess not. But, yeah, we're trying to fight back, push back on that and other things. Now, by the way, a more current issue in regards to a shooting out of Baton Rouge here in Louisiana, right? There was the police shooter. And here's another case of a shooter being on psychotropic drugs. And in this case, we're talking about Lunesta, which is the pretty butterfly that they advertise for children, right? Why would they do a butterfly? Colorful butterfly. Oh, mommy, give me Lunesta. It was on Lunesta and Ativan. And they have a lot of psychotic episodes associated with this, hallucinations associated with this. And this guy, Gavin Long, was taking multiple mind-altering prescription drugs. By the way, links up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. So the question is, instead of gun control, can we have psychiatric control? Can we get control over doctors that are prescribing drugs that are causing people to... Well, as I've recognized and acknowledged and reported on, the governor of their behavior is removed, often removed by these drugs, partly because it alters reality. But on some level, that which would normally limit a human from taking their own lives or taking other people's lives is removed via psychotropic medication, approved by the FDA, prescribed by doctors, whether they be psychiatrists or not. And these things will cause you to be homicidal, suicidal, careless, violent, savage. And yet, where is the call by Democrats other than to say we want to restrict guns for those who have ever had mental illness. And, of course, that could be construed to be, as we've learned from government agencies and those who advise those agencies, a mental illness could be construed to be a religious belief that is too fundamental for somebody in government or in the regulating field. It could be someone who believes in not vaccinating their children, or it could be someone who believes in feeding their children organic food. Remember that the diagnosis from the DSM-5, orthorexia, for instance. So what you begin to do, that dangerous place to be, to say, yeah, the government ought to restrict, the government ought to. No. We need to put a restriction on the use of psychotropic medications to such a degree that no one can prescribe them. Because there's no evidence that they actually help, and in many cases, they actually remove the governmental behavior that causes the mass shootings that we've reported on for many years. Again, I don't know enough about Hinckley in 81, what meds he was or was not on. If there is any reporting on that, I haven't seen it in Supernon. You can correct me if I'm missing something there. But that is the big issue. It is not the gun. It is the user of the gun. And if the user of the gun is on a psychotropic medication, yeah, that's a dangerous mix.
Yeah, and I was just for fun while you were talking about that, I was looking up because something I remember us talking. We've talked about Lunesta before.
Yes.
And if you remember, Lunesta was one of the drugs we talked about because there was this story in the news about how this lady was having these problems with waking up and being in places where she shouldn't be, mm-hmm. and she had had problems with waking up and cooking eggs. For breakfast cooking, in the morning, yeah. And not realizing she's doing it, driving her car and not realizing, having no memory of it, and having sex without having any idea that she's involved in it. Yeah,
now if it were only that, you could chuckle a little bit. No one was hurt. But what the problem is when they're deluded into believing, for instance, somebody is harming them, they're being possessed or whatever, and then they start shooting.
Taking, I mean, he was reportedly taking Lunesta and Ativan together. So what happens when you mix those two together?
No one knows. Nobody tested it together. Exactly right. So where is the responsibility of the doctor, the medical profession? Once again, standard of care, right? If, however, the psychiatrist was promoting organic food, detoxifying heavy metal by intravenous chelation, the psychiatrist will probably have his license removed for not practicing the standard of care. What is the standard of care? Psychotropic medication that could lead to mass homicide and suicide. How's that for a great standard of care, folks? Yeah, the religion of modern medicine, not a good church to belong to. All right, back talking blood clots after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body. Yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders on the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to easemagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's easemagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Coming up a little later, you know him. And if you don't, you should. He's awesome. Ty Bollinger goes outside the box with me, second hour every hump day. And you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Updates in the show notes. Links in the show notes. A new article by John Rappaport in the show notes about vaccines. The prevention for everything. We're going to talk a little bit about that later. And also Ohio, warning in Ohio. They're trying to pull an SB 277 on you in Ohio. You know what that means. Stand up and fight. We're going to talk about that in a little while. But right now, blood clots. This is what you've heard about thrombosis and other problems like blood clots developing on long-haul flights. People riding 16 hours in a plane and not moving, sitting down the whole time. Not a good plan. But if we transpose that into a couch potato, someone who is sitting down all day watching TV, they say, look out, blood clots may be coming your way. 5 hours or more each day have twice the risk of those who watch half as much TV dying of blood clots in the lungs. A large Japanese study suggests. Super Don, you and I talked about this off the air, and you said, you know, it's not about the TV. Isn't it about just the sitting sedentarily?
Now, listen, I will be honest here that I do have a biased opinion because I have seen this story all over the news cycle. And what they're trying to point out is binge watching. Oh, binge watching will make you die. Binge watching Netflix. Well, okay, look, just like coffee, I like to binge watch Netflix. Okay, I'll admit it. I do. Okay.
Wait. How is that just like coffee? I don't get it.
Well, it's a vice, you know.
So okay. I thought, you know, I thought there was something that, okay, all right. So I didn't know if you were like bathing in coffee suddenly while you're watching Netflix.
Well, I know. Everybody gives me a hard time about drinking coffee too. So I could just imagine people be giving me a hard time or binge watching TV. But here's my point. They always try and demonize television. And there are a lot of reasons that you could come up with as to why watching television would not be good, because of maybe the messages that you're getting and the programming and blah, blah, blah. Okay. I get that. But in these things here with the sedentary lifestyle stories, they always seem to target TV. And I'm just trying to put a little bit of a logical perspective to the situation here. If you were sitting on a couch crocheting for 4 or 5 hours.
Right.
It seems to me that would be the same as sitting on the couch watching television. Or if you were sitting on the couch and reading a book, or sitting on the couch and whatever.
True. I mean, they never came out against reading books this way that they've done this.
No.
But I don't know about the crocheting example, because when you crochet, aren't you like,
you're moving your hands, but it's not the same as.
No, but I mean, aren't people supposed to like tighten up their sphincter while they do it? Isn't that part of the technique? And then they release? No? Thinking of something else, maybe?
Okay. How in the world did you manage to still insert a sphincter story or angle on things? What, is that like your way of not talking about an enema?
Crocheting while coffee enemaing. I mean, that seems to be a more logical way
of
sedentary.
No, I'm not aware of the crocheting sphincter link there.
Okay, all right. Well, I just threw it out there as a possibility in case, you know, we missed something here. You never know. But by the way, folks, you know, with the blood clot issue, I mean, it's a real issue. Get up, move around a little bit. You can do some of these exercises while you're in all change positions too. Like if you're sitting down, then lay down, get up. But again, you know what I did today after we read the story? I hit the heavy bag. I did squats. I went for a run.
Where is you there, huh?
I was planning to do it anyway, but when you brought that story to my attention, it was like, okay, as soon as we're done planning for the show, that's my cue. I'm going to work out. And right. And besides the fact, I've got to get in really good running shape for the Harlem Legends. I believe it'll be like October 29th or 30th, something up there in Gainesville, Georgia. So I'm starting my training in earnest because I'm not a great basketball player, but I can run fast when I'm, you know, back in running shape. So we're going to work on that over the next few months.
Nice.
I got to keep up with Ty Bollinger, you know.
Yeah, is he a runner?
Well, on the basketball court, he's really good. He's good.
Oh,
he can move.
Okay.
He can move.
I did
and
not
can,
know
he
played.
He can
basketball.
Shoot. I was going to think if he can lift me up, I'll dunk it. But we'll see.
He looks more like a football player than a basketball player.
Which makes him very intimidating on the basketball court.
I bet. He's like a Shaquille O'Neal thing going on there.
Notice I didn't say the basketball field. I know enough to court.
Touchdown!
Right. Oh, kick a field goal. Wait, no, it is a field goal, technically. All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. By the way, phosphorus, that is a good thing. Well, that can actually stop you from bleeding, too. Homeopathic. We've got consumer reports warning us about 15 supplement ingredients. I'll tell you where they're wrong, and you've got to stay with us to know what is right. RobertScottBell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, this is the week we're going to be heading to Orlando for the IANS conference, IANDS.org. You can still participate. You can show up. They also have live streaming technology. You can sign up to watch all the lectures and things that are going on for people who have had near-death experiences. Fascinating, fascinating interviews we've had over the past couple of months. Gearing up for this. Very exciting. I'm really excited to see Tamara Calder Richardson, the Southern Bell Medium, And we're going to be presenting together on Saturday as I come out of the NDE closet and talk about my near-death experience and how that impacted me. And you could watch that live if you stream the event. Also, I want to give you a heads up, too. We got August 13th and 14th filling up now. You come on in and learn about the Constitution with Michael Bednarik and me, your humble host. And links are up in the show notes. There's an Eventbrite with all the details. Please sign up in advance so we can make our plans accordingly. Looking forward to that as well. So, NDEs. Super Don, you don't have permission to do an NDE while we're on the air, at least. But if you have one, come on back and talk about it.
I'll have to have one before I can do that, I guess.
Yeah, we just found out about a lizard that had an NDE, but no, it wasn't. And what is it when it's a total death experience? TDE?
Yeah.
I guess, because he didn't come back from this one. But, yeah, the AC unit on the other side of the house went out, and the technician came, opened it up, said, your capacitors just blew. I said, how'd that happen? Well, a lizard crawled in there and short-circuited it and fried it, and he got fried, too. And, no, I didn't eat the lizard.
Fried lizard.
Okay. Yeah, I did not eat the lizard.
No.
But, and that was not a pet, by the way. That was just wild. If you're in the South in the United States, lizards galore. Lizards are us. They're everywhere. You've seen them, too, haven't you, where you are in Louisiana?
Oh, big time. Every night. In fact, the funny thing is, whenever I go outside, I always look, especially at nighttime. They don't come out during the day. Mm-hmm. But at nighttime, I will look, and there's almost always, I say 99% of the time, there is a lizard or a gecko.
Uh-huh.
And I've started to see frogs, two or three. They're just hanging up. They love to hang out on the side of the house where the porch light is.
Yeah,
all the bugs are flying.
I've seen you. You put some pictures up there, but their tongues. They just grab those bugs that are coming up near the light.
There was a katydid, which I have never seen a katydid ever live in person.
Mm-hmm.
And those are some of the ugliest looking bugs I've ever seen in my life.
That's not a very nice thing to say about Katie.
Oh, but they are.
Okay. All right. Well,
and
listen.
We have turtles, too. Did you know
Did you see some turtles?
No, but here's the thing. I never knew a turtle made a sound.
Really?
I just, you know, if somebody went up to you and said.
What were you doing, tickling it?
You know, no, but they make a very strange sound. I've just had no idea. And there are turtles that come out when it rains.
Wow.
I haven't seen one yet, but you can hear them all over the place.
Okay. Well, I remember some years ago in the old neighborhood, my son and I were riding bikes and we came across this huge soft-shelled, soft-back turtle with a neck that is almost as long as its body, man. It would chomp on you, so you have to be careful, but we just kind of coaxed it out of the road.
It was as long as its body?
Yeah, I mean, it comes out, it's like a giraffe. It's
like
unbelievable.
Like ET or something.
Yeah, yeah, no, totally. It's like very, you're like thinking you're safe behind it, and you're like, dude, that neck comes around. You're like, no, I think I'll just kind of nudge you without picking you up to get you off the road so you don't get hit by a car. But people that grew up like in the north, northeast, or even in Canada, they come down to the south and they see lizards, and it's a very unusual, you know, outside of a zoo, they don't see lizards. It's funny. And
they're cool.
I do too. Yeah. They're not, and they won't eat you like an alligator. So you're okay with lizards.
Thank you for tuning in to Lizard Talk.
Lizard Talk with Robert Scott Bell and Super Don. All right, let's go to the new study, Sounding the Alarm on Dietary Supplements. Is it really new or is it the same old rehash? Consumer Reports is reporting this. Certain ingredients in dietary supplements carry major health risks, including heart palpitations, allergic reactions, and pain, reporting CBS Sports Dana Jacobson. Really, a sports reporter? You had to go to a sports reporter to this one? So you can point to one sad story of an 18-year-old Logan Steiner died after ODing on caffeine powder supplement. Okay, what did you think was going to happen? Caffeine can make your heart race. You OD on caffeine, that's a problem. The fact that they call it a dietary supplement, I mean, that's just drink coffee, dude. Don't get powdered caffeine. That's just not smart. But they go into list a lot of others, including the classic, stay away from colloidal silver because it'll turn you blue. They have a picture of Paul Carrison, who I use his picture in my presentations to let you know what kind of silver I don't want you to consume because of the bioaccumulation. And what they failed to mention is Paul Carrison never got the flu, never got a cold because he had so much silver in his system.
He was the healthiest guy around, yeah.
Yeah, although the cardiologist got to him and put a stent in him, and that's what killed him, ironically. But no infections. No infections. So Consumer Reports is referencing 15 supplements. We'll see if we can go through a few of these. Aconite Now, I've never actually seen aconite being sold as a dietary supplement because it is known as the deadly monk's hood. And we use it in homeopathic medicine as a homeopathic remedy. It's completely safe. In fact, the first sign of anything, like when you get the chills or you're like, you feel like somebody's watching you, you feel all creeped out, that's usually a sign, not every time, but it can be a sign that you're about to succumb to an infection, a viral infection of some kind, a cold, a flu. And that's the sign for aconite. And it's homeopathic, not a dietary supplement. They're not really making the distinction here. Caffeine powder, of course, moment of duh. Come on, duh, not powder. If you want caffeine, drink some coffee or some matine from the yerba mate that I drink. Let's see, chaparral, also cause creosote bush. I haven't experienced much of chaparral, but they say it can cause kidney problems, liver damages, possibly death. But again, these things are exaggerated based on quantity of ingestion. Colt's foot. You know, I want to go to the next one, comfrey. You knew they were going to, you know, nail comfrey because comfrey is also known as bone set, and we use it homeopathically for recovering from sprains and strains and fractures and bone breaks. And you can use the tincture topically. I don't recommend it necessarily on broken skin because, yes, comfrey does carry a little bit of toxicity, but used appropriately and, of course, used as a homeopathic, it's an extraordinary remedy. But even herbally, topically, it can be placed over an area of a strain, a sprain, a cut. I apologize, not a cut, but I'm talking about a cut in the bone, like a fracture. And it will help accelerate the recovery time. Let's see, what else do they list here? Ooh, greater celandine. Do you know the Latin name for celandine?
No.
There's a point on your back that's named after the celandine plant.
A point on your back?
Mm-hmm, and I call it the something point, and that's a Latin name. Do you remember?
Pimple point.
That's a pimple point. Good Lord.
Oh, no.
It's the chelidonium point. The pimple point. I give you a softball, or I thought, but that was a Latin name we don't say every day. The chelidonium point above between your shoulder blades on the right side is the chelidonium point up, you know, toward the higher up on your back. And it's the top of your liver. And, you know, number one on their list of this ingredient is that it causes liver damage. Well, that's the irony because as a homeopathic remedy, it reverses liver damage. It helps the liver to do its job. It's one of the most important liver polycrast remedies that we have, chelidonium. Again, I don't use it as a dietary supplement. Others do, but you got to be careful with some of these things. Green tea extract powder. Again, there's probably a lot of caffeine in that. You don't want to overdo it. Kava. This was a scam. They said kava caused liver damage. But, you know, it's been used in the South Pacific for eons, generations, without liver damage. What's happened? Has it been a contaminated batch? Do people use it wrong? Is it the powdered form instead of the liquid? There's a number of factors here that they don't tell you. And then we come to one of my favorites on the list, lobelia. Now, lobelia, I added into the book under the chapter, Unlock the Power to Heal, in the chapter on lung diseases, healing from the lungs. They don't want you to use lobelia, not because it can cause nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, but because it can reverse lung disease, COPD, asthma, bronchitis. It's an amazing remedy for the lungs, and this is how you take it. I wrote about it in the book. You don't overdose on it. You take a dropper full of the tincture into a large glass of water, and you sip on the water throughout the morning, every morning. It's that simple, and it's not toxic when you do it that way. And, of course, lobelia can be used as a homeopathic, too. But, again, they never make that distinction for you. They say it's just as toxic as everything is toxic. If they admitted that their drugs were toxic, okay, then there'd be consistency. But, no, they're picking on the supplements. Let's see. Red yeast rice, that's the basis for statin drugs. Yeah, it is toxic. I don't recommend it even as a red yeast rice any more than I recommend statin drugs because I don't believe you need to lower your cholesterol. You need to heal your liver. And then you'll find cholesterol levels will balance out what they should be for your normal. And yohimbe, a lot of men will use that because it's an irritant to the sexual organ, and it can kind of stimulate what Viagra was a side effect of something before it was Viagra. But it can elevate blood pressure, so you have to be careful with it. But, again, you can utilize these supplements safely. You just want to learn about them, just like anything. You don't go off willy-nilly and use them, you know, as much as you want, as much as you can. That's not a smart thing to do. That's where we have, the Darwin Awards, they usually call that, when people take caffeine powder and think it might not kill them.
Yeah, although that's a bit tame for the Darwin Awards. Usually it's
I suppose it is.
Somebody decided to put a jet-assisted takeoff unit on the back of their Pinto to see if it would make it go fast, and they flew through the air and slammed into a cliff or something. Yeah.
Okay. MedicalKidnap.com has an update from I got to transition this real quick because we got a minute before break, and I wanted to if we can reach out to David Steffen, I'd have him on any time of the day or night. This is the guy, part of the family that lost their youngest child to tragedy. But they were convicted of not providing for the necessities of life in a kangaroo court in Canada to try and put a backdoor mandate on vaccines to say, we're not mandating because the Constitution doesn't let you, but if something happens to your child, we will prosecute you for not providing for the necessities of life as if there is something called a vaccine deficiency. And he was released from jail on appeal, made bail, so he's back home with his family, and maybe we can get an update from him. But send all the vitamin love and prayers to David Steffen and family. These are good people. These are people that have hearts of gold. They did nothing, in my opinion, wrong. They did everything they could to save their child's life. In fact, the Canadian authorities were at fault, and the ambulance that was called was at fault for not having the proper equipment. Read the story. You'll learn about it there. So vitamin L to David Steffen and family up in Canada. We've got more updates on that as we go. We got Ohio, warning Ohio. I'm going to go to that. SB 277, is it going to Ohio? Also, a new kind of milk, maybe the superfood, and Super Don is ready to eat as much of it as he can. Or maybe not. We'll find out when we come back. What could it be? What could it be? All right, RobertScottBell.com if you want a sneak preview of it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store staples.com for details.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You got a new article by John Rappaport up at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Vaccines preventing every bad thing. Oh, man, there's some good stuff in that article you got to read. I'm going to read a quote next hour with Ty Bollinger. Every time Rappaport comes up with an article, there's like just such quotable things in it. I pulled one out and put it up on Facebook for you to read. I'll mention it next hour. Check that out. Ohio, we were just up there in Columbus, and guess what? SB 277 might be coming your way. There is a House bill by the number of 564 that's trying to remove the three exemptions that you have: philosophical, religious, and medical. Introduced by Representative Dan Ramos. I'm guessing he's a Democrat. You can correct me if I'm wrong there, but I don't think I'm wrong on that. To eliminate the exemptions for reasons of conscience, and they would require medical, quote-unquote, education for any exemption. So you would have to go in and sit through the fear and intimidation and lie session with a nurse or a doctor before they can go, okay, you can leave. You don't have to get it now. Like that, you know, that is so outrageous when you consider how far, well, we've come from real freedom, where you have to now get counsel as
adults. He is a Democrat.
Yeah. That's being a dummy crap, you know, and if there are any Democrats out in the audience, I don't apologize to you for saying that, because it's your party in California that sold you out. For what? For pharmaceutical mandates and profit taking. Because you've worshipped the church of pharmaceutical mysticism over the religion of your youth. And you know what? Your religious beliefs are your personal beliefs. So I don't diss you on that, except when you use the force of government to convert people. That violates, you know, the First Amendment at the very least. That violates the nonviolence principle, if you will. The non-aggression principle.
A positive information, though,
yeah,
about this is there is an organization in Ohio. They're called the Ohio Advocates for Medical Freedom. The OAMF, And they are leading the fight against making sure that this doesn't pass in Ohio.
Well, good. Well, let's get somebody on next week when I come back from Ions or something. I'll be up at the Health Freedom, United States Health Freedom Congress, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the 31st of July, August 1st and 2nd. I hope to see you there. The Vax crew will be there, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, Polly Tommy, Dell Bigtree. It's going to be an awesome event. So come on to St. Olaf, Northfield, Minnesota, outside the Twin Cities by a little ways. So we got lots coming up, including Ty Bollinger next hour. But before we go there, don't mean to gross you out, Super Don, but the latest fad and superfood that the world's been waiting for apparently is cockroach milk.
What?
Yeah. You ever stepped on a cockroach?
Cockroach milk?
Have you ever
milk?
Stepped on a cockroach? Have you ever stepped on one?
I have, yeah.
It's kind of gross, and it looks like it's milky grossness underneath there.
Tell you what, they get some big cockroaches down here.
You get the palmetto bugs. I'm talking, you can milk.
Oh, those are huge.
You milk a cockroach, you can get as much as a cow out of those big ones in Florida.
Cockroach
I don't know about
milk?
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They say
wait a minute. What?
What? What?
I thought almond milk was weird because I was going like, wait a minute, how do you get milk from an almond? But
yeah, well, you can milk an almond. Apparently, you can milk a cockroach. I'm not sure, but let's check it out if it's possible.
Oh yeah, you can milk anything with nipples. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
See?
Okay, wait a minute though. Cockroaches don't have nipples, do they?
Have you ever looked? Do you know for sure?
I don't know. Looked for nipples on a cockroach, no.
By the way, it does say it's not the southern palmetto bug in Florida. It's the Pacific beetle cockroach. And they say it's the only kind that gives birth to live young, feeds its babies by lactating protein-dense crystals, which pack fats, sugars, amino acids, and more than four times the nutrition of cow's milk.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Cockroach milk,
that's what it says. But they say don't swap out your smoothie's almond milk just yet, Super Don. Despite its nutritional value, cockroach milk is extremely high in calories. There they go, afraid of calories again.
Yeah.
No, there's nothing wrong with calories. But it's always
there, though. I don't know if I could do that. Cockroach milk?
Well, it's the Pacific beetle cockroach. It's probably better looking than the ones you have in Louisiana.
Oh, can you get a cockroach milk mustache by drinking it?
I don't know. Maybe I won't even go there. All right, folks, we've got an interesting hour to start the day today here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check out the links, robertscottbell.com. Super Don is back next hour with Ty Bollinger as we go outside the box, because the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.